with Billy.
So today on Backstage with Billy, Fiddle on the Roof is coming to the Manchester Palace Theatre from the 21st of October. Now, if you're like me and you've seen the classic film with Topol, it's a musical, magical masterpiece, to be very honest with you. It's now going to be on stage, and I am very excited about it. However, today I feel extra privileged. I am joined by one of the stars of the show, Dan Wolf, who is the tailor in this, well, it is a love story. But Dan, shalom, welcome to Backstage with Billy. And of course, tell us about this iconic show, which is obviously coming to the stage.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. And Fiddler on the Roof is it's a bit of a classic, and it's generally one that most people are familiar with through the film, the Norman Jewison film, which is just an incredible piece of work. It centers around Tevye, who's a milkman in the village of Anatevka. It kind of follows the story through him and his three daughters. Each of them want to marry for love, which is a very new concept in 1905 in Anatevka. And Tevye kind of has to deal with the different strong-willed intentions and actions of the daughters as each suitor becomes increasingly less palatable for him. It's an absolute joy to be in it, and I can't wait to be in Manchester. I think Manchester's going to really like it.
Well, we have got a big Jewish community, so obviously if you're going to be watching this, they're going to love it. Now, obviously, let's talk about some of the great songs. I mean, Tradition, the whole 7 minutes of it and 5 seconds, I mean, is an amazing song. It's a great opener. But obviously, like yourself, it is a love story within, obviously, a story. Obviously, Yenti, who is the local matchmaker, comes round. Obviously, you have an interest in Zeitel. Have I said that right? And you've been friends since you were kids. And then you discover that Laza, the butcher, is now, I say, Zeitel has been promised to. And, well, your heart's broken, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really tough place to be. I mean, the idea of two people kind of arranging their own match is completely ludicrous, and that's kind of where Mottl and Seidel are at. Is that unfortunately the way that it works in that world is that marriages are essentially arranged on money, and it is expected that the husband to be has to be a wealthy man, or certainly has to be a sort of well-respected, learned man, and it doesn't really matter about anything else. Laser Wolf, who's the butcher, is about three times Seidel's age. They barely met. She goes into his butcher shop every week, and that's about it. So the idea of a marriage being arranged between them is, it's very practical, but apart from that, it's absolutely ridiculous. So that's sort of where we are at the start of the show, actually. And then we kind of, as we go through the first act, it's kind of Mottl's job to essentially approach Tevye, stand up to him and say, look, I want to marry your daughter and not Laser. And that's kind of, it's like nowadays that sounds, I mean, it's obviously that's very normal now. But in those days, in that village, and particularly in the Jewish tradition, that is utterly absurd. And I won't give it away how it ends, but it's very fulfilling and very rewarding to be able to kind of go up there and stand up against him every night.
Well, will she or won't she? That is the final thing. Will Zeitel and Mottl get together? You'll have to find out by coming along, especially in Manchester, at the One Only Palace Theatre from the 21st of October. I have to be honest with you, doing research, I was watching the girls perform Matchmaker, and I've never giggled so much. And I clearly missed that one, obviously, when I seen it years ago. It's just one that, well, there are favourites of your songs. I mean, obviously, you'll have some musical numbers as well. But nevertheless, this magical show is going to be heading to Manchester. And will, obviously, Mottl and Zeitel get together? You'll have to find out by coming along to the Palace Theatre to see this iconic show, Fiddler on the Roof, which It's iconic, and you know what? I'm very excited about it. But nevertheless, Dan, thank you for joining me today on Backstage with Billy.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
And I can't wait to see the show, to be very honest. I'm really excited because obviously I've seen the previews and some of the stuff on your website, which obviously is Fiddler on the Roof, UK.com, and it's just magical. So do check it out as well.
Can't wait to be in Manchester.